Yeah, thanks, Chris. The crowds are streaming out of the grounds here at Ballyliffin, although a fair number are still hanging around because there's some end-of-day entertainment lined up here on course. And speaking of entertainment, well, what a performance we had today from Eric Van Rooyen. A 6-under par round of 66, which included 6 birdies in his opening 9 holes, has helped him to a 4-shot lead going into the final day. The South African was tied for the lead at the end of day 2, and that was after his course record 65 yesterday. He didn't manage to improve on that card today, but by God, he came mighty close with another faultless round of golf to delight the large numbers of spectators at Ballyliffin. Dennis Kerwin joins me. Dennis, Van Rooyen holds a 4-shot advantage then. He sits on 14 under par after the end of day 3. He leads by 4 shots from 2 players who are tied for second, Joachim Lagergren from Sweden and New Zealand player Ryan Fox. So it's set up very interestingly going into the final day.
It certainly is, Jeremy. I have to say I was very impressed with Eric Van Rooyen after the round. He seemed fairly calm and composed and remaining in the moment, like he's not looking too far ahead. He's just literally got to take this now one hole at a time. I mean, this effectively is life-changing for Van Rooyen. He's ranked 163 in the world, but he's won on the Challenge Tour, he's won on the African Tour, but winning on the European Tour is a different kettle of fish altogether. I mean, there's a massive amount of world ranking points involved, and the not insignificant sum of almost €1 million in prize money tomorrow. So there's a huge amount at stake for Van Rooyen, and of course you get a 2-year exemption as well on the tour. So, you know, a lot of big prizes for him tomorrow, but you know, there's a few stacked up there behind them that might give them something to think about. The likes of Danny Willett, the Masters champion. Danny Willett won the Masters in 2016 and would be struggling to win the monthly medal at the moment in any given club the way he'd been playing. But he's come back to a little bit of form, and perhaps he could give it a run tomorrow. The likes of Russell Knox, who's got plenty of experience. Lee Westwood maybe a little bit further back on 7 under par. But this is Van Rooyen's to lose now.
Yeah, and you did say earlier on as well, I mean, mentioning those names, the likes of Willett, the likes of Lee Westwood, Raphael Jacqueline, perhaps Russell Knox. The Irish, though, are well off the pace, Dennis, and that's hugely disappointing from you know, those fans that have come out here in their big numbers today to, in the hope that the likes of Lowry or McIlroy would push up the leaderboard.
Yeah, really, really disappointing. I mean, the performance of the Irish today, the crowds came out in force to see them, and they didn't really have a whole lot to cheer about, to be honest. I mean, you know, there wasn't one single Irish player under par today for his round, which was a poor performance, really. I mean, Rory McIlroy, his putter is stone cold. He'd huge galleries following, as always, but his putter is stone cold, and he's back on 1 under par, and unlikely to get anywhere towards the top of the leaderboard tomorrow. And then of course you had Shane Lowry, a disappointing round of 74. Simon Thornton, a disappointing round of 74. Paul Dunne had a round of level par. So nobody really made a move today. So yeah, disappointment, because it's always great to have one of the local lads in contention come the final day, and that's not going to happen now.
Yeah, and I mean, Lowry in particular, there were so much hopes on him that he would do well today, and as I mentioned in one of the earlier reports, he was in great form going out, he was talking to fans, he looked in great, you know, he looked in confident mood, but then coming off, his whole demeanour was so different, and even in his interviews afterwards, he didn't even want to speak, he didn't want to talk, he was professional and everything, sure, but he couldn't hide his frustration.
Yeah, look, he's gone through a pretty bad spell at the moment, unfortunately. As I say, he hasn't had a top 15 finish this year, and he started, he finished last year with a flourish. He was playing really well at the back end of last year, and he probably would have thought, okay, well, that's great, coming into a bit of form, looking forward maybe to, you know, a few decent performances early next year. Like, he was tied second in Dubai, which was a great performance. He was tied 12th at Nedbank prior to that, and he had a top 10 in the Turkish Airlines Open. He was top 10 in British Masters. So he finished 2017 really, really strongly, but this year has really been a mixed bag for Shane, and his best performance for the whole year was a tied 15th position at one of the, on the European Tour, that is, in the BMW PGA Championship in one of his favourite courses in Wentworth, and he was tied 14th at the Houston Open, and they're his best finishes of 2018. So it's just not happening for Shane at the moment, but hopefully, you know, something will click for Shane in the coming weeks. Obviously, the British Open and the Open Championship coming up at Carnoustie, and again, it'd be great to see Shane hit a bit of form for that.
It certainly would. I'm sure you'd agree as well, Dennis, though it's hard to rule out John Rahm at this stage. I mean, last night after finishing his second round, he was well down the leaderboard. He was at one under par, a long way off the lead. He was seven shots off the lead at that stage, but he really turned things around this morning. Again, big galleries following John Rahm. He's so popular and such a massive presence on the golf course, isn't he? He shot a 500 par round today of 67, which was pretty good going.
It was very good going. I mean, he's a massive personality, and he wears his heart on his sleeve, Dermot, out on the course. You know, if he doesn't like the shot he hits, he lets everybody know about it, and if he, you know, makes a good putt or hits a good shot, he gives a fist pump. So, you know, the fans love that. The fans react to it, and, you know, at times he can be a little bit petulant, but in fairness, you know, there's always fire in his belly, and that was a great performance. Round of 67, you know, he's back around the 6 under par mark, and who knows what can happen on a final day. A couple of the lads there at the top of the leaderboard, the likes of Joachim Lagergren, Ryan Fox, Erik van Rooyen, none of them ranked in the top 100 in the world. John Rahm is the 5th best player in the world at the moment, and you know, if John Rahm gets off to a fine start, who knows what could happen. I mean, he got off to a brilliant start today. He had 4 birdies in his first 5 holes, so it doesn't really get much better than that. And then again, he did exactly what Erik van Rooyen did. He had 9 pars on the back 9 today, and that was impressive from van Rooyen. As impressive as his opening 6 his opening 9 holes were, with that 29 shots, 6 birdies, I mean, to keep your composure and basically par in and not make any mistakes on the back 9 when you have a few shots lead, that was very, very impressive. And he looks cool as a cucumber, and to be honest with you, I can't see him coming back to the field tomorrow.
Any word on what the weather's going to be like for tomorrow, Dennis?
I haven't even looked at it, but you know, today certainly was it was quite mixed. It was quite windy in parts, and you know, there was quite a bit of heavy rain at a certain, I think the wind is due to get up a little bit more tomorrow, so that'll make things interesting.
It certainly will, and that is a factor, isn't it? You've got to talk about that as well. And those players, I mean, how do they prepare themselves now for the final? Those players among the leading bunch.
Yeah, I mean, for van Rooyen, this is kind of, you know, this is new territory, completely new territory for him. And indeed, Joachim Lagergren, to a lesser extent. Funny, he won the Northern Ireland Open up here a couple of years ago. But it's, you know, for van Rooyen, he's got to sleep on a lead, and I don't think he'll get too much sleep tonight, probably thinking about tomorrow. But you know, you've got to keep your concentration on a links course. I mean, you can't afford to let your concentration slip for a moment. If, you know, it's very, very easy to rack up a double or a treble bogey if you hit your ball deep into heavy rough here. So he's gonna have to, you know, plot his way around the course carefully for the first few holes. Just rack, you know, probably just make a few pars, settle himself down, and then see how things are coming to the back 9.
Okay, Dennis, thanks for that. We'll look forward to tomorrow, and thanks for your contribution today.
Cheers, Jim.
It's been a pleasure working with you. Van Rooyen, then, he is the player that everybody's talking about. What a performance from him today. The South African leading on 14 under par, a 4-shot advantage. We've had big crowds here today, plenty of entertainment. It's been a hugely enjoyable experience to work at, and I mean, it's been brilliant all around, a brilliant week, and hopefully Sunday will deliver another day of plenty of entertainment and big talking points, and it'll be interesting to see who goes on to lift the 2018 Dubai Duty Free Irish Open title. That's us finished from Ballyliffin for day 3 here. It's been a great day, and look forward to tomorrow, Chris. Our thanks to everyone who has been listening in, and Oisin will be back tomorrow morning with some early morning updates from the course here at Ballyliffin.